It's time for a revolution. Do you know what a revolution is? A revolution is when you make a decision that changes everything. Have you ever made a decision like that?
No.
You didn't get up in the morning one day and say, I'm going to wear this outfit. It's going to change everything. No? Anybody? Not? No? Every day I get up. I look. Hey, look. Changing everything. Okay. That doesn't work. Well, there's a holiday coming up that's based on someone getting together with some other people, changing everything. What holiday is that?
4th of July.
The 4th of July. Do you know about the 4th of July? I see you have some red, white, and blue on, sort of. And you? Holiday kind of falls in the middle of the week, so like, when do you do? Which Sunday do you actually do that? But today, I have my red, white, and blue on today.
So there's Chuck.
And of course, Chuck is always in tune with the seasons. The season of 4th of July, it's very big down here in Cape May. But listen, it was a revolution. Did you know, around 1700s, in fact, not coincidentally, but is it, that our nation was founded? What's the birthday of our church? Remember the year?
No.
Anybody?
1714.
How do they know that? Because they pay attention.
They're smart.
I don't know how they know that either. It took me a while, 1718, 1612, you know, but eventually, you know, it kind of works in. 1714. All right, now when was this nation founded? I bet Josie knows. What's first 4th of July? When was this nation founded? Come on, work with me. Huh? You don't know either? Okay, anybody?
1776.
How do they know that?
They're
very smart people. Yes, they are. But you are too. And you should just really remember this, 1776 and 1714. Anyway, they're in the same century, and they were only a few decades apart. This church is older than this nation. Pause. Think about that. I mean, that is like amazing. Well, anyway, in the 1700s, again, coincidentally with the founding of this church, people in this nation decided to have a revolution. They decided things had to be different. We no longer could live the way we were living. We had to make a decision. And so, a bunch of people got together, not far from here in Philadelphia, and they decided, let's just do this thing. And they made a decision. And that decision is the Declaration of Independence. Have you heard of that?
No.
Oh boy. Okay. Any teachers here? Any teachers here? Okay. Lousy job. Just lousy job. It's all around. All around, and pay attention in school. So Independence Day. Anyway, so for all of these years, since 1776, we have set aside the 4th of July, because that's the day they all signed it, the 4th of July, to celebrate this revolution, because people made a decision to change things. And so we repeat this every single year. Why? Because once you make a decision, a revolution, then we've just got to change things and stick with it. What would it have been like? In 1876 rolls around, 100 years after the independence thing was signed, people got together in America and said, hey, you know what? That doesn't mean anything anymore. That's 100 years ago. Who cares about that? But revolutions, decisions that are revolution, stay with you, because that commitment you make stays and stays and stays. Rain and snow, it's even more steady than Dave Word's hospitality table. Neither rain nor sleet nor sun. Isn't that what you said, Dave? You did. That's revolutionary talk. It's like the mail person who brings the mail every week. You know, rain, snow, sleet, they're bringing the mail. And the same way Cold Spring Church is here every single day, because we believe Jesus has invited us to follow him, and that decision is a revolution because it changes everything. So, you're going to celebrate on the 4th of July after all that? Okay, fine. Are you going to?
And I'll be camping.
Oh, damn it. Well, all right. Well, I think you should celebrate the 4th of July, and I have something to help you with that. I want you to celebrate the 4th of July with this. Oh, yeah. It gets better. How about that, huh? Here you go. One for you. Are you holding hands here? Come on. Let it go. Everybody has to have a revolution. And here's another one. This is so cool, huh? Oh, and look, there's more. I can't believe. Oh, this one. Oh, that's a little weak. We don't want that guy. Here is another. Oh, look at that one here. You get a red one too, and you need a blue one. So let's see if we can get a blue one working here. Oh, there we go. A little button on the bottom. Has three different things. It blinks, it strobes, and it goes off. So there you go. There you go. Isn't that fun? So listen, if you want to have a revolution in your life, follow where Jesus is leading. Because when we follow Jesus, life is never the same. Because a revolution does what? It changes everything. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you that you've invited us on a life of adventure. And I thank you for these kids today. I pray they would know that every day is an adventure. That you would remind them that the decisions they make are important. That we respect their decisions. We honor their commitment and want your blessing, their good, all the good that they can receive. We want you to give it to them now and always as we follow the revolutionary leader, Jesus. Amen. Thanks for being with me today.